Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Good evening. This is Brother Aaron Williams. We're here on Blog Talk Radio, Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 1570th episode of Purpose Kingdom. We just want to welcome you in the name of our Lord. We thank you for those that are tuning in. Continue to pray for us, you know, as we move forward in the Lord. We just thank God for you, his presence, and we want to acknowledge him. God, we do thank you, and we bless you. Even as the things that I have written in front of me, the things that I believe you placed in my spirit regarding this topic, God, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart, that they will be acceptable in your sight, that you would get glory to yourself. In Jesus' name, God, use me for your glory and for our good. In Jesus' name. Well, God bless you. God bless you. Again, this is Brother Aaron. Amen. If you want to get formal, this is Reverend Aaron Williams. Hallelujah. This is DTW Ministries, and that is deliverance through the word. We thank God for you. We thank God for his presence. You know, and this topic really, as I wrote it down and was meditating on it, looking through the Bible for a few just reference scriptures, I believe it wasn't too long ago that we did this topic, His Kingdom Matters. You know, and I really don't care if it was repetitive because it ministered to me, and it's obviously that the Lord wants to get a point across, you know, so that's why he pressed it up on me. You know, his kingdom matters, you know, in the time, and I wouldn't even say struggle, but in the times that we're in, these are epic times, which I say we are in epic times. I mean, the times that we're in, you know, everyone wants their feelings, what their desires are, what their wishes are, what their dreams are, to be acknowledged, to be not just important to them. They want what they want to be important to you also, you know. And we can't seem to get along if we don't agree. And I know the scripture says that, you know, how can two walk together unless they agree? But, you know, in a point where the world seems to be going and what the old sayings to be, to hell in a handbasket, I see where we're moving towards the mark of the beast and where we're moving towards this one world government, because everyone wants to think the same. Everyone wants to act the same. Everyone wants to be acknowledged. Everyone wants to be not just popular or star, but we're gearing our children, even through social media and tweets and selfies, we're gearing our children to be the spectacle or the star of their own movie. You want to be the star of your own movie. I don't think in all of my battles, in my dreams, I don't think I lost the fight yet. But ask me how many fights I lost for real. But in my dreams, I was always and have been always the one that rose up, the one that was the star. And it seems that life tries to dictate to us the selfish act of not just self-preservation, but the selfish act of can't think of why am I getting, do I get brain freeze while I'm here? But you try to get the selfish act of just being self-gratification. That's the saying I want to say, self-gratification. And what I'm finding in my walk with God, I don't know about any of you that might be tuning in. And again, I want to make this disclaimer for DTW Ministries, because I do preach the gospel, because I believe that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. We have a lot of converts. We have a lot of good behaved churchgoers, but we don't have a lot of people who've been changed. And I believe that the gospel changes. The gospel resurrects. The gospel heals. The gospel purges. The gospel does those things. But I believe that what the Lord has given me and the ministry that I have is for the body, you know, mainly for the body. Because what good is it to preach the gospel when the house is falling apart? What good is it to be concerned about how we gather people together and how we get people saved and get people on the roll, and when we bring them in, we messed up? So I believe that God has a full package, and some people do what they do in the area that they're called. But we can't look at each other and wonder why you don't function like I do. And I don't know how I got all the way over here again, but this is how we can, this is where the body has to be different than the world. Because in our function, it's where we're important. In our function is where we fit. In our function, in the kingdom, you don't just have the king. Everyone's not someone with a crown. Yeah, we're going to get a crown in the end. We're going to get a crown in glory. But everyone in the kingdom is not at the head. Some have to be servants. Some have to serve food. Some have to clean. Some have to wash. Some have to serve the king. Some have to do different functions. Why? That the entire kingdom may benefit. If everyone is a king in the kingdom, who's going to wash the king's feet? If everyone is a king in the kingdom, who's going to be the cupbearer for the king? Who's going to be the armor bearer for the king? Some of us get in trouble because we look for a glorified position that's above our station. And I know that's kind of messed up to say, but some things that when I'm sitting here and I always think about the body, I'm always ministering about body ministry because I believe in the corporate anointing. I believe in body ministry. But as much as I move my hands, they go to illustration with my hands again. As much as I move my neck, as much as I move my head, my back and my shoulders is what really is supporting all that. But you never see my back. You never see my shoulders. And if some of us, some of you that are listening, some of you that will listen to this broadcast, that will see this video, are wondering why people aren't acknowledging you. Why with all of your efforts, all of your work, all of the support that you're supporting others, that people don't acknowledge you, that people don't see your efforts, is because of your position. Your position is fortified in the kingdom when you function in your position. We have to function in the position that we're called. That's why Matthew 6 tells us, but seek ye first. Now you see, you have to stop there. You can't just read the scripture and just think like, well, and just go on, because we know we want to get to all the stuff that's added. But it says, seek ye first, and because God knows us, you know you. Listen, I want to tell you this. Seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Why does God say that? Because if you don't do the kingdom first, the Bible says in the Beatitudes that he that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. So that has to put in your mind or leave the thought in your mind that what about if you thirst after something else? You can think of something in your mind. You know some things in your own life that you was thirsting after, that you chased after. Some of those things we still trying to get victory and freedom from. That we chased after, that we fought for, that we hungered for, that wasn't of God. So God said, if you fill yourself up with me first, if you seek my kingdom first, if you seek my righteousness first, if you fill yourself up with me first, these things that I add to you, we be able to say like Jesus, the prince of this world has come, but he has nothing in me. But these things come to try to seize compartments in our lives. And for men, you got to be careful because we compartmentalize things. We compartmentalize all areas of our lives where we move in areas that we dysfunction out of our emotion, but they're still part of a hidden desire of our lives. God is telling us, but seek. You have to look with purpose. Seeking is not just looking. I remember I told my son, I said, listen, he asked me for a couple of dollars. I said, it's upstairs in my wallet. He went upstairs and looked in my room from the door. And he looked on my dresser, and he couldn't find it. I said, it's upstairs on my dresser. He went back upstairs, went to the door, stopped at the door, looked at my dresser because my dresser wasn't that far from the door. He didn't find it, but I also had a whole lot of colognes on there. So when I came up, he was still standing there. He said, I don't see it. So I grabbed him by his shoulders and pushed him in the room with me. And I said, it's on the dresser. He looked, and in the middle of my dresser was my wallet. He looked for it, but he didn't seek for it. I know you hear that revelation. There's a difference between looking for God and seeking for God. I can just look and scan across the room, but seek mentions purpose. Seek has the instruction of purposeful looking, not just looking to see, but looking to find. My God, hallelujah. When you have the desire in your heart to not just find God, but to be found of God. Here's my first challenge. If anyone knows me, I'm always coming with a challenge. We have to pursue God with purpose. That's my first challenge. Pursue God with purpose. And listen, here's the purpose. His righteousness. His righteousness. We recognize, and if you can be truthful, it's time you pray and sought after the face of God with purpose. For victory, for the challenges that you knew you had to face. And when you got up off of your knees, you felt defeated. When you got up off of your knees, you felt discouraged. You got up off of your knees, you felt like you need to turn right back around and get right back on your knees. And I'm telling you that in that moment of weakness, that's when God was the strongest in your life. But we often live our lives according to our emotions. Men and women, we live our lives according to how we feel at times, especially when God is challenging us and telling us, commanding us, wooing us to live by faith. We live this thing because of what we believe. We live this thing because Christ already died, and we believe that by faith. Listen, he not only died, he rose again and has now is interceding for us that I can make it. Well, how do you know that I can make it? How do you know that you can make it? Because he said we should make it. He called us more than conquerors. He told us we were overcomers. He said we're the head and not the tail. He told us we're above only and not beneath. But you have to believe that past your feeling. Believe that past your emotion. Believe that beyond hope. Believe that, my God, for this is the same God. This is the same God. I'm already on it. This is the same God. The same God from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. This is the same God from David. This is the same God of my grandparents. This is the same God of the founder of our church, Reverend Benjamin. This is the same God of my pastor. He's my God, too. My God, you have to have the spiritual, pardon this word, arrogance to understand. And people say who you are. I don't like saying who you are because I'm nothing without him. I recognize, Steve, the avenues of pursuit that God creates in our lives to come after him. Trouble at the job, that's another avenue. Trouble at the house, that's another avenue. Trouble at the church, that's another avenue of pursuit. Trouble in your finances, that's another avenue of pursuit. But listen, he said, seek ye first the kingdom, my God. You got to understand, if there's a kingdom, there has to be a king, my God. And it says what? The kingdom of David? No. The kingdom of Saul? No. The kingdom of angels? No. Seek the kingdom of God where God is king. My God, hallelujah. God is our king. Hallelujah. It tells us in Luke 12, fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure. It's our God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. We're kingdom citizens. The Bible tells us that we are now of the commonwealth of Israel. We've been translated. We've been translated into the kingdom. We've been translated into the olive tree. My God, we've been translated into the lively. We're lively stones unto God. And he's placed us in this earth that we may live according to the principles of the kingdom. It says, and all these things shall be added. Because when you're filled up with God, you recognize the things that try to enter into your life that's not of him. When you're filled of God, nothing seems to satisfy that doesn't line up with him. So he wants us to fill up with him first so that we recognize the desires of our own flesh. We recognize the snares and tricks and traps of the enemy. We recognize the tricks and traps of other people. We recognize those things that don't add up to where he has us going and where he is in us. Because when you fill yourself up with God, nothing else truly satisfies. But he wants to add those things to us. That's why it tells us, take no thought, therefore, for the morrow. Don't worry about tomorrow. I was so bogged down in my mind because I had some issues going on at work. I had some issues going on in my mind. I had some issues going on in my life. The Lord reminded me, don't worry. Just do right. And if we could be mindful of that, not to worry, just do the right thing. Sometimes the right thing is so hard. You try to do extra. You try to do fluff. But when fluff don't work, when tricks don't work, yeah, when you can't pretend, you have to, your life comes down to where the rubber meets the road. If you don't have the goods, it's going to show in the print. My God. We had a copy. I have a copy. I got so many things that happened. And since I'm at my job 8 hours, maybe 9 hours a day sometimes, you know, the printer wouldn't work. It said that it showed us that what color was running out. And, you know, as it runs out now, these new laser jet printers or whatever they have begin to get a little lighter. The weight of our lives is seen, or the, I don't want to say transparency, the vision of our lives, the testimony of our lives is seen how close we are. And I wrote this down. I'm trying to find it on the paper that I wrote it down. I wrote so many things down to try to get all this in. But what God tries to get is not simply to introduce. This is what I wrote. I want to read this to you. It says, not to simply introduce us to big ideas that can be manipulated through words, because the scripture that they came from, that the kingdom of God is not in word but in power. And the commentary said that not to simply introduce us to big ideas, because Paul's argument as he was writing to the Corinthian church was, you know, they were a little bit getting beside themselves of what they were doing, because they were acting anyway. We know the story in Corinthians, you know, where even a man had his father's wife, and they were, you know, because of the goddess Diana and how they worshiped, and they had temple worship, they had sacrifices, they had all these things going on. They just added Christianity as another form of religion and worship, but they never changed their lifestyle. But Paul was trying to say, look, you can live godly. You can live holy. You know, you can do this thing that I'm selling and telling you, that this is what God demands of us. And he said, because this word says not to simply introduce us to big ideas that can be manipulated by words, but here's the next challenge, to reintroduce us to power. My God. I gotta stop there. To reintroduce us to power. Not looking for the next great orator, not looking for the next great sermon, but looking for a move. Looking for yokes to be destroyed because we move in the anointing. Listen, the Bible says that if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then is the kingdom of God come. My God. Mm-mm-mm. That's in St. Matthew 12th chapter. It says, but if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come to you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except first buying the strong man, and then he will spoil the house. Listen, the devil tries and wants to bind your life. He wants to bind your testimony. He wants to shut your mouth that the Spirit of God won't minister to the hearers of the word, that the Spirit of God won't convict because they look at our messed up lives. They look up at our messed up testimonies. They hear our messed up functions. They hear what comes out of our mouth. They see our lifestyles don't add up to what comes out of our mouth, where the Spirit of God can't convict. My God, because the devil binds up the strong man and steals his goods. Listen, you might not believe it, but all roads lead to God. I know I got three people that dropped off the line right there. All roads lead to God. But you got to understand what God says. If they haven't come in through the door. Listen, so what you mean coming through the door? You can gain access to the kingdom of God some other way. It says it. He says, count them as thieves and robbers if those who have not come through the door but can come in some other way, they will be accounted as a thief and a robber. Listen to the words that he's saying, accounted as a thief and a robber. That means they had access to the things of God. That means they took things that didn't belong to them. So you can't take things if you didn't gain access. They gained access to the things of God, possibly by moving in faith, because God honors faith. But then when he seen the blood wasn't applied, then when he seen that they didn't come through the sheep, they didn't come through the shepherd that was at the door. They didn't come through the door, which is Jesus Christ. In judgment, they were counted as thieves and robbers. I got to say it again. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. In a time of Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, the kingdom matters. And if you believe that you're a Christian, if you believe that you've been called out by God and to be separate, that you've been called to be a citizen of the kingdom of God, then here's my third challenge. Seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom. Do you see people getting healed when you pray? Do you see people being resurrected when you pray? When you come after God, when you talk to God, do you see miracles in your mind? Do you see blinded eyes open? Do you see someone that's blind and you feel convicted? Challenge number four, pray until God gives you courage to pray. Pray until you get courage to pray. Pray, not looking for a result, but moving by faith. Because it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by his Spirit. We believe and we pray, we lay hands because we believe God's going to move. Not because I'm going to do, not because we're going to do something, but because God's going to move. And he says, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God in the name of Jesus. I feel to pray right there that those that are listening to this broadcast, that you would endow them with power, that dunamis power, that energia power, that exousia power, God, that you have, your power. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, and give us the courage to move in what you've called us to do. God, you said we would lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. God, in the name of Jesus, you said we'll cast out devils in your name. God, and we thank you for the opportunity to serve you Amen. We have a caller on the line, so we're going to go ahead and go with that caller. Caller, you are on the line. This is Purpose Kingdom Network. This is DTW Ministries. Caller, you're on the line. All right, I don't hear nobody. I better say something. Amen. Amen. You can bring them in later or whenever, but right now we're going to keep moving. You know, so blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Our kingdom is the kingdom of God. And what I'm finding, I don't know about nobody else, this is a tearing of my heart. This is a rending of my spirit to get what God has for me. Because, listen, I don't know about you, but I wasted too much time. I wasted too much time doing things that weren't about the kingdom, that was about the kingdom of Aaron. But God in his mercy, yeah, listen, I know all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But listen, when I come to my testimony, when I come to the story that I have, it's because of what God has done that I am where I am. And he's doing it quick. I'm just trying to catch up with where he's moving me to. I'm just trying to be obedient, but I recognize that things that are in me have to be purged out of me. And as he's pushing me forward, these things, listen, the Bible says, because we always talk about and we think about casting out devils, you know, this kind goeth not, comes not forth, but by prayer and fasting. Listen, that's not just outside. That's not just the devil's outside. That's not just the things we fight outside. That's things we fight inside, too. So as we move towards, we pray and we fast, we seek the face of God, we cry, we stretch out before the presence of God, that God may purge us from those things, that God may thoroughly cleanse us. This is an ongoing process. If you don't know that this is an ongoing process yet, you haven't prayed enough. There is a point where you get to pray where you recognize you have to pray. There is a point you get in God to fast where you know you have to. Because if you don't, your flesh will try and make attempts to run and rule your life. That's why sometimes you got to get off of the TV. You got to get off of the phone. You got to quiet your spirit. You got to get away from all these outside voices and influences that you can clearly hear. I'm talking to myself now. That you can clearly hear the voice of God. But we have so much noise. We have so much distraction. And God is trying to get us quiet. God is trying to get us alone by himself. Listen, I'm excited about what God is doing. You know, I'm excited about ministering, but I'm more excited because I see he's cleansing. I see he's sanctifying. But there's a deeper dive. You know, sometimes when you first start learning to swim, you know, dive in 3 feet. You know, then you when you learn, you can't dive straight in to 3 feet. You got to dive and come across the top because you're too tall. I'm too tall to dive straight down in 3 feet. Before I get all the way down, half of my body only be in it. I'd be done crash at the bottom of the pool. But you learn to dive across the surface, or you go in the water that's deeper than you are. Here's another scripture, calleth unto the deep. That desire that's in you for more of God is the depth of God calling you. Oh, how unsearchable are the riches of both the depth and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his riches. And that's a strong scripture. Or how unsearchable is his wisdom and his knowledge past finding out. We don't do it because we want to be smart Alex, because we want to be wiser, smarter than the average bear. We do it because God is calling us to it. And if that's in you, my brother, if that's in you, my sister, it's because God is calling you to it. Challenge number 5, answer the call. Answer the call of prayer. Answer the call of the kingdom. Answer the call of seeking. Answer the call of chasing. Answer the call of coming after him. Paul said it this way, that I may apprehend that which is trying to act as apprehending me. that I can catch what God's throwing towards me. I want to be in a place where if someone has a real need, that the kingdom has to be demonstrated, that it can be demonstrated through me. The Bible also tells us that in Romans 14, that the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. My God, we want to show all these great, superficial, you know, deep sayings and no power. Aren't you tired of that? Aren't you tired of shouting and no power? Aren't you tired of dancing and hollering, falling out in church and no victory? Aren't you tired? I know I got tired. I got so sick of myself. My God, I couldn't even look at myself in the mirror. Because my life was a mess. It took God. It took God to move in me. It took God to use what was in my life to correct my life. My life was most miserable. God, in his wisdom, but God, in his mercy, but God, in his grace, but God. Ah, yes, God, in his love for us. Listen, you're still here. There's hope for you, my brother. There's hope for you, my sister. You're still here. Today was a brand new mercy. Look in Deuteronomy. It tells us, as our day is, so shall our strength be. As Moses was blessing the tribes of Israel, he said, as your day is, so will your strength be. Jesus said, give us this day our daily bread. What you need for today, God has already given it to you. Everything you needed for strength from the time you opened your eyes into a brand mercy, brand new mercy, until the time you lay your head down to sleep, God has given you provision for today. God has given you strength for today. God has given you the courage for today. God has given you the victory for the day. God has given you the power for the day. He's given you the deliverance for the day. Why? So that tomorrow you can chase after him again, because you recognize he's your life. He's your sustenance. He's who sustains and keeps. He's who guards and guides. He's the one that equips us for the day. That's why we put on the whole armor of God, that we may stand against the wiles of the devil, my God. And the Bible says, and having done all to stand, you done dressed up. You done put on the armor. You done prayed. You done girded your loins, but you still got to stand. You done got your armor. You got your sword. You got your shield. How foolish would it look for someone to get dressed in battle and lose a fight because they didn't use the armaments that they've been given. As the days, and as the days, so shall your strength be. Deuteronomy 33:25. We want to reintroduce you to power. And that power comes through seeking the kingdom, my God. Seeking the king, I heard Miles Monroe say, seeking the king and his kingdom. That is our relationship, Christ. That's our relationship, my brother, my sister. Maria, God bless you. Good to see you. That is our relationship. Our whole relationship is to seek God, to seek our God and our God's kingdom. That we, my God, I'm going to read the Lord's Prayer because I love it. But it's so, I believe, not just adequate, but it just fits in this time. And we say that Jesus said, after this manner, therefore we pray, our Father, which art in heaven. Because we want to address, we want, yeah, I hear you speak. We want to address who we're speaking to. Hallowed be your name. We want to worship him. We want to bless his name. And the first thing, your kingdom come. The Bible says anyone that comes after him, let him first deny himself pick up his cross, follow him. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Get us out of the way, God. Let it be your will and not our will. Let it be your way and not our way. God, listen, in earth, I really pondered on that. I think I'm going to look at that a little bit more. But it didn't say on earth. It says in earth. Because I believe it says that because earth is a realm. And I don't want to get too much in that because it doesn't say it. But I just think there was interjected there because it says in earth as it is in heaven. So we have been given, listen, dominion on this earth. We have to find that dominion through seeking the kingdom of God, through seeking God. And listen, there's enough stuff happening in our day that we can show God, that we can be examples of his kingdom, whether it's laying on of hand, whether it's just a kind word. It doesn't have to be something great and grand. It could be a kind word. It could be a cup of coffee. It could be a glass of water. It could be a kind gesture. It can be a smile. If you smile in true love and smiling through the Holy Ghost, let the Holy Ghost use you, my God. Give us and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And we know that because the Lord said that, you know, if we don't forgive, neither will our Heavenly Father forgive us of our trespasses. So we have to pray for that. We have to pray for that forgiveness. We have to pray for that healing. We have to pray for that refreshing and that washing, that cleansing. We have to pray for that. When you feel it, pray. When you sense it, we know where our heart is. This is the thing that sometimes tries to fool us, is that we try to mask our emotions, but when we mask our emotions because we're in front of people, we usually forget to pray about that thing once we get in our closet. But God shows us right then when the offense comes, when someone said something we didn't like, when someone did something we didn't like, when something happened that we didn't agree with and we felt all this going on the inside and we didn't address it. I tell you, you have to bring that stuff to God, that God can begin to get that stuff out of us, my God. And lead us not into temptation. And this line is key because the Bible says God cannot be tempted. Neither does he tempt any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust. Recognizing this line of scripture and this portion of the prayer helps us to recognize the will of God, helps us to recognize the plan of God, help us to recognize the purposes of God in our lives, because when we're tempted, we recognize, one, it ain't God. Two, it's either the flesh or the devil. Three, how do I escape this thing? Deliver us from evil, God. For thine is the kingdom. There go that kingdom again. Because kingdom matters. And the power. And the glory. Forever. Amen. Amen. And I'm done. You know, I'm done. I'm not going to hold you and belabor this. But I really wanted to just talk to you about the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And having these things to be added to us. So as God moves. And I believe I said enough to challenge you. You know, and I see Reverend A. Cox on the line, God bless you, you know, a praying sister, a praying mother, a praying warrior. You know, when I see her, it always encourages me to keep pressing, keep pressing. You know, you see some people, you know, I know it used to be, I ain't tried it. See guys that were just so in shape, you'd be like, you drinking a Pepsi or you drinking a milkshake. You want to throw it in the trash and get some celery juice or something. Try to work on something. All of a sudden you want to hold your stomach in and bring your chest up a little bit just to look a little bit more in shape. You know, and I used to do that when we see guys that were really in shape. You know, but when you talk about spiritual juggernauts, giants, Sister Acox is one of those that when I see her, encourages me to keep pressing, keep pushing, keep praying. I have so many friends that encourage me that be on this line, Reverend Mack, Brother Boyd, you know, Reverend Myers, my mom and my other family. But I just want to be an encouragement to you, the body of Christ, and you that will listen to this broadcast or view this video, that you can make it in God. But you have to surrender to the will of God. Sometimes we get caught up because we let our emotions dictate our actions and our function in Christ. When you just have to die, listen, some things you just got to cry about. Some things you just got to run back to God. God, look, I don't want to do this, but God, I desire it so much. I want to please you. But why am I feeling this way? You got to cleanse me. You got to take this thing out of my life. You got to help me. You got to deliver me, God. You got to talk to God like it's desperate, like you're in desperation for victory, like you're in desperation to see yourself delivered, to see others set free. You have to come because it's your life. When you realize that sin is there to destroy your life. Did I say life? You know, the sin is there to destroy your very life. If someone would come and begin to strangle you, you might laugh because, you know them, you think they plan. But once your head get a little tight and you see that they ain't letting go, you start fighting. Dude, you got to have against sin, against the devil, and against this flesh because it's trying to take your life. But the devil is a liar. God has given us life. And he came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly, that Zoe life, his life that he's placed in us. Christ in you is the hope of glory. God's daydream is that if you just get a hold of what he's telling you, if you just get a hold of what he's giving you, my God, you'll turn the world upside down for Jesus. Amen. God, we do thank you and we bless you. Thank you for the word that's going forth out of your mouth. God, that it would accomplish what you sent it out to do. God, I pray in the name of Jesus that it would subvert the hearer, that it would encourage the listeners. God, that those that heard would be desired to seek after you with their whole heart in Jesus' name. Maybe you don't know God. Maybe you don't know Jesus. Maybe you don't know Christ. Maybe you're in the church, but you haven't seen any level of victory in your life. You haven't seen this life of victory that Christians talk about, that pastors talk about, that you see when you read the Bible, but you've not experienced it for yourself. Listen, I want to introduce you to the Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. I want to introduce you to him through a prayer because God has sent the Savior that we may receive him by faith to be a substitute for our sacrifice, for the life that we lived in sin because of fallen man and fallen nature of Adam, that we were not able to please God in this flesh. But the second Adam, Jesus Christ, came and died once for all men, that through him we might receive the atonement. And I want to pray with you. Maybe you want to pray. If you want to pray with me, I'm going to pray a prayer, and I'm going to ask that you repeat after me. And you're going to say it, and I'm hoping that you say it with all of your heart. And if you say it and mean it, God will do exactly what you ask him to do. Amen. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save my soul, I ask in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, by your Spirit, come into my heart and become Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. If you said what you meant and meant what you said, God has done what you asked him to do. If you're in the Philadelphia area, I'm going to ask that on Sunday you come out to our church in North Philadelphia. That is the Deliverance Evangelistic Church, 2001 West Lehigh Avenue. you know, in Philadelphia, if you're in the Philadelphia area. If you're not, find yourself a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching church, you know, and if you're not available to go out or you're not available or in an area where you have any churches in your area, we have our on-board engineer, administrator, and pastors that are on the line that's going to give you some further information for Purpose Kingdom where you can correspond with Purpose Kingdom Network, you know, in your new walk and your new life in Christ. Amen. So they're going to come on, and after that, we'll have the come back with the benediction, a few words, and our closing remarks.
All right, real quickly, thank you so much, Reverend Williams, and I'm going to do the announcements. This is the Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening for tonight's broadcast. No matter where in the world you're listening to us, we appreciate your listenership and your support. And we thank those that share with your friends and family members. This has been episode 1570, and this has been DTW Ministries, hosted by Reverend Aaron Williams. Anytime you want to hear this program or any other programs that's on Purpose Kingdom Network, you can just go to Purpose Kingdom Network at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And as always, we thank those that share with their friends and family members. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And as always, you know, share with friends and family members. We greatly appreciate that. Also, Purpose Kingdom is on our own radio broadcast, which is going to be at PurposeKingdom.com, where you can hear music and some of our past shows. Also, we're on RadioCo, where we broadcast the previous night's show. And we hope you enjoy these avenues and adventures that we're going through and going forth with here at Purpose Kingdom Network, where we support and provide various forms of entertainment for you. And we thank you so much. And with that being said, with God's will and God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening, where we will have our next program. Right now, I do believe the host for that show will be put up on our Blog Talk Radio website, and you can hear who we have in store for you for tomorrow evening. And we just thank you, and we greatly appreciate your support, you know, as always. And please share with friends and family members. And I hope you enjoyed tonight's episode. And with that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and we're going to bring back on Reverend Aaron Williams. Reverend Williams, the show's back in your hands.
Yes, sir. Bless you. Thank you so much. God bless. God bless. Listen, I am so excited. I'm beside myself. Yeah, and life doesn't come without its trials and tests and tribulations, ups and downs. But God, yeah, that's enough said right there. But God, I know my uncle. I kind of know a couple of you people. You give them those two words, that you ain't even got to put the button there. Just say God. They can preach for hours. I'm going to get that one day. They can tear a place up. But I'm looking to allow the fundamental basics of Christian principles to get me rooted and grounded and give me a foundation. I thank God so much for the foundational teaching that I was taught even when I was crazy. For the foundational teaching is what's keeping me now, my God. We don't want to allow our minds and the enemy and people to cause us to live a life of recrimination where we're going back and always going over our shoulda, our woulda, our coulda, and going through a life of regret. But what we want to do is take full advantage of what God has put in front of us now. Bless you, Pastor Johnson, you know, and Reverend Brother Everett and Mike. Good to see you, Mike. Amen. God bless you. You know, we do have a caller. Okay, we're going to bring the caller on this time. Caller, you're on the line. It's the DTW Ministries. God bless you. I'm not hearing nobody. I still don't hear nobody. I'm giving 3 seconds. You know, keep it moving. All right. God bless you. If they come in and send me another text, let me know somebody else on the line. But I'm not, either they're not coming through or it's not coming through on my phone. I don't hear anyone. So we thank God. Listen, what I want to challenge you, challenge number six. That's what, yeah, challenge number six. Whatever you have in your hand to do, do it all your might as unto the Lord. Whether it's singing, whether it's just praying for people and they don't know. Listen, some of us are back support. Some of us are tolls. And you're like, why you always give some crazy analogies? Try to stand up with no toe, no big toe. Try to grab a cup with no thumb. Some of these things that we take for granted are so important in our lives. Listen, some of these spiritual giants that you see, some of these people that you see that are in the limelight right now is because somebody prayed for them. Somebody is praying for us right now. And if there's no one here, Christ is interceding. My God, hallelujah, even now for us. I'm so encouraged, and I hope that you're encouraged to make it because you can live this life of a Christian because kingdom matters. Not just, listen, any kingdom, his kingdom, the kingdom of God matters. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. We know that you want things. The problem is that we don't learn God first. The problem is we learn life first. The problem is we learn independence first. The problem is we learn survival first. And then we come to God and he flips the script. And he say, be dependent on me. Depend on yourself. Lean not to your own understanding. So don't worry about things. Seek me. What? I got bills to pay, God. I got things I got to do. And all these cares and the deceitfulness of riches and these things choke the fruitfulness of the word in our lives. But when, hallelujah, but when we allow God to move all that stuff out the way. Yeah, listen, that's another reason why I push this, not just because I go to bed at 9 o'clock, but to give me some time that I don't just go straight to bed, but gives me some time to sit down and get quiet again. I'm waiting, and I'm anticipating a move of God, if not in me, in our church, prayer warriors, in our ministries, in our youth. Don't you want to see God? Then let's pray. God, we do thank you and we bless you. God, here we are, Pasha. We are your people and the sheep of your pasture. God, and we desire to see you, not the miracles, you. Yes, God. We are desiring to see you. Show yourself strong, God. You said that your eyes run to and fro throughout the earth, seeking whose heart has been made perfect toward you, that you may show yourself strong on their behalf. God, so we're not seeing you strong. So maybe it's something in our hearts that's not yet been perfected towards you. God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would perfect our hearts, God, that you may show yourself strong. Anything in us that's not pleasing, that's not like you, take it out of us, root it out of us, cleanse us afresh in the name of Jesus, that you may perfect our hearts, God, toward you and toward each other. In the name of Jesus, that you may show yourself strong in the name of Jesus in our lives, in the earth, in our family, in our homes, in our churches, in our workplaces, wherever we are, wherever the children of God are, show yourself strong. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is DTW Ministries. That was the 1570th episode on Purpose Kingdom. We'll be back with you on the 22nd. We're here every other Tuesday at 8 p.m. So we'll be back with you on the 22nd of March at 8 p.m. Lord's willing, same bat time, same bat channel. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor. Maybe you want to listen to a few of the archives. We do have archive broadcasts on Blog Talk on Purpose Kingdom Networks. So you go to the blogtalkradio.com website, look up Purpose Kingdom, find my name, Reverend Aaron Williams, and they have archived broadcasts from years back, frequently as frequent as last broadcast, which was a few weeks ago, all the way to last year and even beyond that. Maybe you want to, if you still shut in and you can't get away, or you know someone that wants to hear a word, wants to be encouraged, direct them to go and follow that path where they can listen to archives and it'll just play for them while they're streaming or while they're broadcasting, while you're cleaning, while you're vacuuming, whatever you're doing. But let the Lord, you, Brother Coley, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. But so be encouraged. We love you with the love of the Lord, and His kingdom matters. You guys have a great evening. God bless you.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.